took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got friends in low places.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday. And as you know, it's time for Frisky Friday. And as most of you that listen to the show know, I love to ask our guests, what's your favorite song? What song do you want to hear? Because I play Who Let the Dogs Out for Frisky Friday a lot. And I thought, let's do something different. So Samantha Dix is here with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And she's in charge of animal control. And she said, I want to hear Low Places. So I'm not sure how this relates. I guess dogs are in low places when they're in a kennel, maybe? Could that be it? I don't know. I'm trying to make a... But you told me it was about your kids.
Yeah.
Tell us that story. That's great.
So I am a mother to four boys, mm-hmm. and this is a song that they will chime in together and sing out of the blue.
So. I love it. I love it. You can't miss that chorus. It is a lot of fun. So here's to Garth Brooks this morning. And here's to everything that the folks do at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. It is Frisky Friday, so let's get focused. And the reason Samantha's here today is you're the animal control person for the county, correct?
I am one of their officers. We have seven officers.
So tell me, what does that mean, animal control? Because it sounds a little intimidating, but I've noticed on Facebook anyway recently so many people are picking up strays and doing different things. So what is your role in the county?
So us as animal control officers, we are in charge of public safety and the safety of animals in our county. So essentially what we do is not only educate the public on how to care for animals, but make sure that the animals that are in our county are well protected, whether it's from the elements or people. So a good topic, since we're starting to get into the winter months, is how to protect your animals during the colder weather.
Yes, because we sure had a cold snap this week.
Yes, ma'am, it was cold. So obviously, bring your animals inside if possible. But mm-hmm. if you're unable to bring any of your animals inside, creating enclosures that can safely protect them from the elements. These structures should have three walls and a roof. And such as like cat colonies. We have wonderful cat colonies where people go out and create little cat houses. They mm-hmm. use things like old coolers and they cut a hole in them. They're already insulated.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes, ma'am. Straw is a great insulator too. So if you have dog houses, mm-hmm. use straw to insulate or blankets. Make okay. sure you're checking those dog houses for holes, cracks, gaps.
So you might put a blanket over the dog house?
Put it inside.
Oh, inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything outside too? Or just...
If you want to cover it with a tarp, but it's just making sure that there's no holes.
For wind, like if it's really yes, breezy ma'am. Or something like that.
So the cold is not escaping into the enclosure. If you choose to use like a heat source, mm-hmm. making sure that you are getting all the fire hazards away from that heat source, like a heat lamp or something like that. Remember to check your animals' water bowls. When it's freezing, you need to make sure you're clearing it that next morning of ice so that they're able to drink. So just always, always, if you have outdoor animals, be weather aware.
And what about cats? Because cats are tricky. I have so many friends that have their indoor cats and their outdoor cats. And a friend of mine told me this week that when we had that cold snap coming in on Tuesday, that she was making she had bought a cat house that she put outside for all the feral cats that come around. And apparently yes, they did go in there. They took advantage of it.
Well, cats love to hide. Mm-hmm. So cat houses are a great place for them to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So like back to using like the insulated coolers,
right?
Coolers, you can use styrofoam coolers from the store. People even use totes that they take and use.
Oh, good idea.
I've seen them with spray foam on the inside.
Interesting. Yeah.
You can get very, very creative mm-hmm. with cat houses. And you can look up online in different ways to create those houses.
Mm-hmm. So then when should you take advantage of that? Was there kind of a temperature range? Do you feel that the animals, because I understand that they actually have a higher temperature than we do, typically.
They do. My suggestion is always prepare before the cold months. Mm-hmm. Start now. Even during the summer months, give them a place to hide. So anytime's good, definitely before the cold snaps.
Okay, that sounds great. So what do we do when we're seeing those animals out and about? When should you report a concern for an animal to animal control?
You should report as soon as you see something of concern. Don't ever wait, even if you're unsure of the situation. Calling and talking to an officer or a dispatcher. We don't know what's going on without the public's help.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, calling in and talking to us, letting us educate you on what you are seeing.
Right.
Giving us a accurate description of what's out there for us to go out. Because sometimes it's just education that the person needs.
Mm-hmm. What's the number to call?
The number to call, so Monday through Friday, we are open from 8 to 4:30. You can call in at 850-983-4680, extension 2, and you'll reach our dispatcher.
Okay, so that's extension 2 at that number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. After hours for Monday through Friday from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. the next day, Saturday and Sunday and holidays, calling the non-emergency number, which is 850-983-5372, to report things there.
Okay, so you do have a 24. So
there's
a number for
24/7.
Okay, very good. And that's good to know because things don't always happen before 4:30.
Yes, ma'am.
Typically happen at night, right?
It does.
3 a.m. Okay, we're talking with Samantha Dix. She is the one of the animal control officers with Santa Rosa County. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back. But if you've got questions about animal control or how you should handle certain situations, feel free to call in and ask this morning. She's our expert on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Again, that number is 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Frisky Friday. Samantha Dix is here with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and she is one of our animal control officers. So I guess the most important question is, what should people report? When should people report what they see to animal control? What are some situations? What do we look for?
And so reporting animal abuse, let's talk about that.
Yes.
If you see it, call immediately. If you have photos, video, or even if you've just witnessed it yourself, your statement is good enough of anyone physically harming an animal,
mm-hmm.
please call ASAP. If you see an animal that is tied up outside, especially in the winter months, and they don't have any shelter,
mm-hmm.
give us a call. If you are looking at the animal and you can't find any bowls around that animal as well, potential of them not having food or water, definitely give us a call.
Well, and that's true in the summer months too, when
absolutely.
It gets so hot and there's no water there. That's
absolutely
awful. Yeah.
If you see an animal that looks sick, injured, emaciated, and when I mean emaciated is when the animal is so skinny that you can see the bone structure up underneath their skin. If you were having issues with dogs coming onto your property, whether it's a neighbor's dog or just a stray dog, and that dog is either acting aggressive or is injured or something going on that is a cause for concern for you, mm-hmm. give us a call. Because, again, without you calling and letting us know, we can't act. There
right.
are only 7 of us covering the whole Santa Rosa County.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say aggressive, what would qualify for that?
So aggression is growling and mm-hmm. showing teeth for a dog. Their hackles are raised. Their tail might be straight up. They're lunging forward and barking at
mm-hmm.
you. And if the dog attacks you, do what you can to defend yourself and give us a call. But again,
excuse me.
We don't know that an animal is aggressive unless you're calling us. And we get people calling in all the time, well, this dog has charged me before. Well, we don't have anything in our systems showing that this has happened before because no one is called in. Without people telling us, we can't act.
Right. That makes sense.
When you do call in to animal services, we do need your information. That is your full name, your phone number, your address, and that's due to the Florida Statute 16221-2, and it's just simply, we cannot take any anonymous calls as a code enforcement officer. We would also need where the animal is located. animal owner information if possible. If you have any proof, such as photos or video of the animal, especially if something is going on for the animal being sick, mm-hmm. giving us a heads up of what is physically wrong, whether that's a photo or a video, so we know what we're walking into and we can alert our medical staff, because we do have a full medical staff that we work closely with at Animal Control, mm-hmm. and it allows us to get that animal help faster.
And I'm guessing better to call Animal Control than to confront your neighbor. If you don't get along with your neighbor, it might not be a good idea, right? It could be a problem.
Absolutely. If you're just unsure, we do encourage people to reach out and be neighborly. Uh-huh. But if you've done that in the past and nothing has changed, definitely give us a call.
Okay. And then, so we talked about that when we see animals that are clearly being abused, that's one issue. But then this is the one that's kind of tricky, because we see strays a lot. So talk about some guidelines for that. Because sometimes there are areas that are no leash laws, right? I think in Santa Rosa County.
Yes, we have a very big portion of Santa Rosa County that is non-leash law.
Non-leash, right.
So just because the animal is walking around doesn't mean it's actually a stray. Mm-hmm. If it's in a non-leash law area, they're allowed to roam around.
Right.
So assuming that it's abandoned is another thing that mm-hmm. we get when it's in a non-leash law. It does not mean that they're a stray and abandoned in those areas. However, if you live in a leash law area, still it doesn't mean the animal's a stray. It just wandered away from home. Mm-hmm. So the best thing for the public to do is call in their sightings. Take a photo of that animal, post it on our Lost and Found local pages, whether that's on Facebook or the Nextdoor app. If you cannot hold on to an animal for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. do not pick that animal up. Leave it where it is, because it's closer to home where it is than it is with you. If you do decide to pick up that animal, make sure you're taking pictures and posting it on social media, taking it to go get scanned, whether that's at a vet's office, and now we have fire stations that have microchip scanners.
Oh, that's great to know. Yeah.
So call your local fire station and see if they have one, and go take that animal there as well to get scanned for a chip. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that microchip information is up to date. And it's important for our listeners out there, if you have an animal that is microchipped, make sure
register,
absolutely.
Register.
But making sure that microchip information is up and date and current.
Right. Okay. And then one of the things I've heard recently, too, was that when you see kittens, don't necessarily pick them up, because if a kitten's by itself, the mother might be moving them. So give it a little bit of time to see if that kitten is being moved.
Absolutely. Well, the biggest thing is mom's not always going to be with the kittens, because mm-hmm. she does not want to attract any predators towards her kittens. So if you do see, whether it's one single kitten or a litter of kittens, taking and putting a flower circle around them.
Oh, that's so smart.
And that'll allow you to see if something is coming and going, because mom's going to come and go. She's not going to stay. She's attentive, but not all the time there attentive. Mm-hmm. She is doing what nature has taught her to do to make sure that her babies are safe. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be out and about getting food and things like that. Mm-hmm. So for some reason you have done all those steps and mama has not come back, or even those kittens look sick, give us a call and we will walk you through what to do next.
Okay, that's great. And what's that number again?
It is going to be 850-983-4680, extension 2 for a dispatcher during normal business hours. After hours will be 850-983-5372, and that's the non-emergency line.
Gotcha. Okay, so we have a question that's come in on the text line. A disabled mother has 25 cats and still growing. What can I do?
So if you live in Santa Rosa County, we have a great program. It's our TNR program. We call it our Community Cat Days. And if you watch our Facebook page, you will find the next days that we host those Community Cat Days. And we'll simply have you trap them. We'll bring them to the shelter. And we will take and fix them, give them a rabies shot, ear tip them, and you can return them right back to where you are. Mm-hmm. So that'll stop the...
It sounds like the situation, and correct me if I'm wrong, this disabled mother has 25 cats, so she's not going to be able to trap them.
So her calling in and letting us know
about that situation,
as officers, will still do the TNR.
Okay.
And assess the situation.
Okay, so that'd be the thing to do. Which number should the listener call?
She needs to call 850-983-4680, extension 2.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, talking with Samantha Dick. She's an animal control officer with Santa Rosa County. This is Frisky Friday, and we're talking about how we can take care of our animals in our community. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. And we're back with Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Samantha Dix is here from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Animal Control. You have a good story for us.
Yes, ma'am. So we do a lot more than just pick up dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
So we do help the community, like I said previously about education. I would like to tell a story that I personally have dealt with. So I was doing a follow-up for another officer after she had picked up a dog from a welfare check where a elderly lady was found unresponsive on her floor after a few days. So
oh,
they
no.
had done a welfare check, and we ended up picking up the dog because she had no family in town.
Mm-hmm.
So after she was released from the hospital, we had tried to contact her multiple times to see if what we could do about bringing her dog back or finding a better situation for her dog. So I responded to the scene, and I knocked on the door, didn't get no response.
Oh, no.
And I had saw a hanger on the door for a nurse's aide that was from 2 days prior.
Mm-hmm.
We'd known that she had been released from the hospital after knocking on the doors and knocking on the windows, no response. So I ended up calling the nurse's aide. They hadn't had any response for her, so it was like, okay, is she inside the home? What's going on? So after walking around the house and getting permission to do so, knocking on the windows, one of the windows was kind of cracked, and she saw me, and she was there. So after speaking with her, realizing that she was okay, she had no food inside her home.
Oh, gosh.
So me reaching out to the senior age for counseling, they were getting her on Meals for Wheels.
Yes, and Counsel helping, on Aging.
Counseling on Aging, sorry.
That's okay.
Was able to get her on the Meals for Wheels for seniors,
mm-hmm.
and helping her that way. So we do, like I said, a lot more than just dogs and cats. We help people.
Oh, that's so great. That's really great. What a great story. So thank you for that, because you never know what the situation is.
Absolutely, you do not. And that's why we try to talk to people and educate them, as they're human.
Right.
And we're just trying to make shine a better light on us
absolutely.
As animal control officers.
And it's not all black and white.
It
Every
really
story
isn't.
Is different. Every situation is different. So that's why if you're in doubt, call those numbers, and then they can come out and assess what the situation is.
Absolutely. And you don't even have to do that. You can come up to the shelter. And we are at 4451 Pine Forest Road, Milton, Florida.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your website? I think it's
Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
Uh-huh. And then give those numbers one more time.
It is, for Monday through Friday business hours, it's 850-983-4680, extension 2. After hours, it's going to be 850-983-5372 for the non-emergency line.
All right. Thank you so much, Samantha, for being here from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Always some great information.